All right, let's see, let's do a roll call. Mr. Brown, Ms. Moss, Ms. Lapica, Mr. Newbecker, Mr. Graham, Mr. Brangle, and Mr. O'Connell.
Here.
And we have a quorum. It's 7:32. No Brown. No.
We should accept the minutes.
Yeah, you will be accept the minutes and executive session minutes from the February 15th meeting.
So moved.
Yes, second.
Second.
All in favor? All right. I've just got two real quick updates, and then we can go into executive session for the one I alluded to in the email yesterday. The board did approve an amended redevelopment agreement for Lake and Lathrop. So essentially the main points there are updating the timelines to reflect the status of the project thus far. Their timeline, their next check-in point would be middle of June, June 17th. That would be 9 months from when the plan development permit was approved. And so in the village code, the code gives you 9 months to just submit building permits, not have building permits approved, but submit building permits for your project. That date ultimately can be extended if need be, but that would be their next point coming up. We've had conversations with them in the last couple weeks regarding demolition permits, site remediation plans, things like that, so they are focused on that. They have all the tenants, with the exception of one, have moved on or been relocated. I know they're in the process of working through their issues with the cigar shop. And we've had conversations about that offline. So hopefully that continues to move along. But they are moving in earnest to work on the remediation demolition components of it. Last time we checked in with them, they're around 20-25% pre-sales, which is a good sign. So they're continuing to move forward there. The other main business point consideration that the village agreed to in the RDA is essentially there's a call provision for the village to take the property back if it so chooses. There's not a put provision, meaning the developer can't give us the property back. We can only take the property back. In the event the village takes the property back and the property has been demoed and remediated, the village has agreed to reimburse the developer for those costs. So that was the other kind of big sticking point, was the developer's like, look, I'm going to get financing through some type of bridge loan to go ahead and do this work before I get my full construction loan. If for whatever reason you take it back, and I outlaid this money, which would be over $1 million, and you take the property back, we want to be reimbursed for that. And the village thought that was a reasonable consideration. At that point, we would have
minus the TIF.
There is some money left in the TIF, but we would have to expend. We'd either have
remediation
to get
remediation was done through TIF, right?
Right. So there was $1.9 million. They'd drawn down the majority of that money for the acquisition at that point. So they have not expended those. Really, have any for property acquisition? They haven't expended any dollars. They haven't expended any remediation dollars yet either, because they haven't started remediating. So that would be, we'd either have to get our own loan on the property or use some of our reserves to pay for that. The idea, though, being is now you have a, if we do that, you would have a valuable, clean asset that you could go back and then find someone else to do another project there or perform. Again, it's only at our call, so it would be the village's determination. If we did that, we would then pay for it, but we don't have to take it back either.
So the nice thing is, where everybody kind of thought he was a little bit chic, he just broke ground on a project in the city. So he's doing a 31-unit building on the near north side. So, hopefully that kind of has his mind and his impetus. He's focused on this now, and, he'll continue to move along. So
is this the academic development?
Yeah, come on in.
Okay. Yeah. Is this open to the public?
Yeah, no, it will be for a couple minutes. I remember you from the comp plan meeting. Yeah, no, go ahead. Have a seat.
You could be focused on that. That's what.
Well, no, I mean, now that it's done, the point is now that it's done, he at least can, spend some time working on this and hopefully he has good sales down there too, and we move forward. So,
cool. Under what circumstances would the village decide to take it back, reacquire the property?
You know, it would just depend, you know, so there's obviously performance.
Like, are there thresholds set? Like, if he's not a certain percentage sold by a certain date, then you're
right.
Like,
so June 17th is his next check-in point, right, for to submit for building permits. So if he submits for building permits, he continues to meet his obligations. There really is no legal reason to take that property back. It would really be if there was a default situation. Oh. So if there were certain obligations he did not meet, he's not moving along, he doesn't submit for building permits, he doesn't get the remediation done in a certain period of time,
yeah.
We could then come back and say, look, hey, you know what, this isn't working out.
Okay.
We're going to take the property back.
The house immediately to the south is for sale.
Yes.
And through this whole process, parking was always an issue.
Mm-hmm.
There's no discussion or interest in that, or we're not worth talking right now.
Yeah, we can when we go into executive session to talk about acquisition of property, we can have a quick discussion about that and give you status on that. There is property though, you know, on Central east of Lathrop, all that property, all that parking lane along the south side of the of Central on the north side of the tracks by the retaining wall. That's all business permit parking. So what we've said to the developer, and I acknowledge it's a little bit of a walk, but even if it was for employees, there is some capacity there to allow for some additional parking.
Did he say what his magic number was on pre-sales?
40%.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's around 30 units.
Good.
So yeah, so he's getting there.
Good. I mean, in the article I saw in the paper yesterday, he said he did it in 3 weeks. I think it was a little bit longer than 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That was the guy's southern piece.
It sounded good.
Yeah.
The 406 Lathrop that's been for sale there, do you know which one I'm talking about?
I think it's the one Bob was just talking about.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was listed at 700. I'm just wondering, were they intending to buy that?
Yeah, we can talk about when we drop in an executive session, we can have a quick convo on that.
The only caution I have, but it's too late, but Lake and Lathrop, when you backstop a deal like that, you take away incentive. I want the deal to go. I mean, I want them to mm-hmm. do it. I think it's great to have the recourse that the village could take it back.
Right.
But you've taken away any risk of the developer by saying we'll pay it. You know
what I mean? Right, but they don't have, I guess the other component to that is they don't have a put provision to us either. So it's all at our discretion. So
but it's a backstop for them in case. Well, anyway, it's strategically, it's a nice deal for them.
So then you have to start.
You got to explore
the alternatives at that point in time. So at that point in time, you know, so if you wanted to have the call right now, then you got to go back out in the market and you're going to start from square one.
Yeah.
And I don't know that anybody was really excited about doing this, but you know,
would he recover his soft costs too?
So he has, within the original redevelopment agreement, yeah, he can submit for a certain soft cost reimbursement up to the $1.9 million. So there's about $160,000 left of that, but that would be the cap on that. The alternative then is if we said, look, we're not going to reimburse you for remediation demo. We wanted him to proceed with that.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is, if we pulled the property back, we wanted it pulled back clean, not dirty. So the idea was, let's provide him an incentive and that backstop to go ahead and do that work. So if I have to take the property back for lack of performance, at least I'm starting on solid ground with clean property.
Yeah.
The alternative is we say, okay, we don't backstop him, and then he's not then ultimately going to secure his financing to do that work until he gets his construction loan, which would be later in the year. So I acknowledge that it's the project's been a labor of love, right? So
yes.
Yeah.
That's it
for that. Yep. Yeah. So yeah, if there's nothing else in regular session,
we Chicago Avenue and Harlem.
Oh, yeah, sure. So that one continues to move forward. We've had, as I think I mentioned at the last meeting, a series of pre-development, pre-construction meetings with the developer and their team. And that's just normal customary
right.
stuff. Like, you know, coordination issues, construction issues, where the crane's going to go, how Harlem Avenue's going to be impacted, all those types of things. So they continue to move in earnest to work on all those things. We've given them some green lights and certain things. So we're hoping by next month, June at the latest, they'll come in for building permit.
Good. Good. And will they break ground right away?
Well, the hope would be we could get permits turned around in a couple months. We'll try to expedite those as fast as possible. So a lot of times developers will or builders will come in and ask for an early start permit to do the demo. Foundation, water reclamation district.
Yeah.
Well, they're working through that right now as well. They're working through issues with IDOT. And that's more of timing more than anything, right? Just takes a while to get through all those different agencies. So.
You know, the one thing just to kind of put in the back, because I've had an experience the last couple of weeks. They're staging, so things. I mean, we have to be very careful, and they got to be very careful. Like where trucks are parking and things, mm-hmm. not to impact the neighborhood over there. So,
the one thing we've reinforced to them is the relationship with the neighborhood. So, having a point of contact on their construction team that they share that contact information with all the residents in case of. I mean, not that residents can't call us,
right.
but I would rather have them just mm-hmm. call the person directly. Having a kickoff meeting with the residents,
right.
invite them all.
Sure.
To a location and say, here are the plans, this is how things are shaking
right.
out right now. Yeah, absolutely. That needs to be done. And that group understands that.
Is it on that property, is there any remediation? I seem to recall, life is foggy these days, but back in the 50s, they had some fuel tanks there.
You got me. I was going for House of Pies.
When Al Gallagher had his little house in the back,
okay.
the realtor, I think there's a tank or something there. I mean, this is, you know, I was about,
was it this or this?
Maybe I shouldn't even said anything, because I don't know.
I will find out. Kaufman Jacobs is, they do all their homework and due diligence, so I know they've done. I'm sure they've done some sort of. I know they've done a phase one, and I would imagine
as part of that, they would have done.
Yeah, so
scratch that.
If it was taken out, it would have been documented.
Yeah.
Have they secured all the single family homes?
They're all under contract. I don't know if they've been able to. I don't think they've closed on all of that stuff yet. One of the things they're working on is, there are three homes within the planned development permit. The fourth home, they were just purchasing as part of a private transaction. I think one of the homeowners in those first three homes is actually moving to the fourth home. So they're working on.
You have the opportunity to get off Harlem Avenue and you're just going to move three doors down. Okay. That's right, lateral move. Corporate strategy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so. Exactly. Okay. All right. If there's no other questions, we'll just need a motion to go into executive session for purposes of acquisition of real property.
So moved.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. All right. It's 8:02, and then let's just O'Connell.
Here.
Brangle.
Here.
Graham.
Here.
Neubecker.
Here.
Slapika.
Here.
All right, we have a quorum, and we're back in regular session at 8:03.
So just real quick, thanks for all of your support, both here and in my run for trustee, like I said.
Assuming we voted.
Well, I don't assume anything anymore, Tim. But, you know, reluctantly, he actually got it down and I dropped one in his yard. But so were you.
I noticed you took it up, or maybe.
Well, you know what I did? Because I didn't know if you were out of town, and so I didn't want it lingering around.
Holding your sign and throwing them down.
Yeah, it was Mike Gibbs. No, I'm just kidding.
I see your signs pulled up and laying down on the ground.
Yeah, I think it's key. But you know, again, thanks. And this has been a great experience here, and I look forward, you know, to our continued relationship. You know, as we work on the board, and you know, Eric does a great job, and you know, he'll continue to lead us down the road on this stuff. So, anything I can do, just let me know. Mm-hmm. So.
I think it's great that you're the board needs that kind of expertise.
Thanks.
And I think it's a good move, and I think it's good for us, hopefully, as well.
What's our meeting plans as a group? Are we meeting next month, or are we skipping a month?
Yeah, no, as of this point, I would leave the meeting set in place, and then if something changes, I'll let you know. I know we have to talk to Kathy about, you know, her plans for filling Bob's spot. So. But she's going to be out of town for a couple of weeks now, too.
Yeah,
so.
And she's, you know, if there's anybody that you guys know that has some interest or, you know, has some expertise, you know, she's willing to, you know, willing to listen for some names and things. Mm-hmm. So, cool. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Just very quickly.
No more Monday Night Football.
Aye.